Good intentions do not always equate good results. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A government's taking action to protect its citizens from sectarian violence. But will it work? Plus, this weekend's been set aside to advocate for the sanctity of life. The answers to questions and a few details will be revealed in just a few moments. Let's start today in Egypt, where in early January, President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi created a committee to confront sectarian incidents. In short, the government's actively trying to combat the violence caused by religious factions. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor breaks down the details of the new committee for us.
Sectarian attacks are a big problem for the Christian community in Egypt, especially in Upper Egypt. The cause tends to be rumors of Christians opening a church in a village, or rumors around perhaps a relationship between a Muslim female and a Christian male. And so this does tend to create significant tensions, especially in underdeveloped rural parts of Egypt.
An underlying issue is underdevelopment in areas like education. Education is vital to prevent individuals from being vulnerable to the indoctrination of intolerant religious ideologies. So until the underlying issues like underdevelopment and education are addressed, the symptoms will continue to manifest as violence.
We cautiously welcome this development around the government, the establishment of this committee. It shows that the government recognizes the problem and is trying to do something to address it.
Would you join us in praying for the deepening of the faith for believers in Egypt? Next, Frontiers is pushing to begin Bible translations for every language group in the world, but many groups are still waiting on sponsorship. Many of these are in Sudan. Why? Well, according to Ken Smith with Frontiers, it all comes down to communication.
The government now of Sudan has declared that Sudanese Arabic is the national language. And so if you speak a tribal language, and there's dozens and dozens of them there, you're not supposed to do that. So people are surviving by not communicating.
Regional conflict, religious persecution, and cultural divide means that things are heating up in Sudan. But the buildup of violence and persecution in Sudan means that many refugees are coming right to the gospel workers.
There are two major times in someone's life where they're open, most open to the gospel. One's in trouble and one's in transition. And if you're a refugee from Sudan, you got both going on.
God's provided the opportunity for believers to meet hurting refugees in their own neighborhoods. How will you respond?
This is a dangerous prayer to say, God, who would you connect me with? I'm ready. I don't know what that means, but just open that door to find a felt need of somebody who I haven't connected with yet.
Would you pray about the role God has for you in meeting this need? Don't have the resources you need? We'll connect you at our website. And abortion isn't the only sanctity of life issue, but it typically drives a conversation each year on Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Thousands are expected to take part in the annual March for Life today in Washington, D.C. So abortion is a political priority, too. According to the Associated Press, legislators are pushing for either more access or more restrictions at the state level. Eric Verstraete of Life Matters Worldwide says the church should be paying attention.
We need to have a good gauge of what's going on in the political world. So number one, we know how to pray for those who represent us on the governmental level. Also, there are lots of ways that we can get involved. It's really important that we in the church and in the evangelical world not fall asleep at the wheel.
While abortion is an important sanctity of life issue, Verstraete asks believers to consider this too.
Being pro-life is not just being against abortion. It's how do we raise that level of human life to a place where abortion becomes unthinkable and caring for those most vulnerable in our communities becomes the norm. I think being anti-abortion only focuses on one part of the equation.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. You can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.